Charges filed in the parade shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The man police say opened fire on the Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, yesterday, Monday, now charged with murder.
These seven counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
That's Lake County, Illinois prosecutor Eric Reinhardt. The sheriff's department says the suspect bought five guns legally, despite police being called to his home twice in 2019 for threats of violence.
Police say two incidents where the suspect, Robert Cremo III, sought to hurt himself or others are informing their investigation. Following a suicide attempt in April 2019, Lake County Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli said there was a threat 5 months later.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Police did not arrest him because no complaints were signed against him.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday, again calling for a ban on assault weapons. The Transportation Security Administration says they screened about 11 million air travelers over the long holiday weekend. FlightAware.com says more than 25,000 flights in the U.S. were delayed, but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says
the good news is this last travel weekend went better than Memorial Day did. In terms of delays and cancellations, we saw an improvement to the tune of about 10%.
Secretary Buttigieg on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. Political trouble brewing for Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Two of his cabinet secretaries resigned within minutes of each other Tuesday, saying they've lost confidence in Johnson's leadership. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
AAA says gas prices have fallen again, down a little over 2 cents a gallon since yesterday. The national average now just under $4.78. President Biden has been blaming the Russian invasion of Ukraine for the high gas prices, calling it Putin's price hike, but now saying it's domestic greed.
The White House now appears to be casting blame on a brand new target: greedy domestic gas station owners and the big oil companies.
We will continue to call on everyone along that distribution chain, as I just mentioned, from oil companies to refineries to distributors to retailers, to pass their lower costs through to consumers.
KJP speaking there, the press secretary making those remarks as the world's third richest man. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos renewed his spat with the White House, criticizing Mr. Biden for calling on companies running gas stations to lower their prices. Bezos going so far as to accuse the White House of either straight up misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of basic market principles.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The president awarded four Vietnam veterans with the Medal of Honor yesterday.
More than 50 years have passed, 50 years since the jungles of Vietnam, where as young men these soldiers first proved their mettle. But time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude that we as a nation owe them.
Specialist Dennis Fudgy, Specialist Fifth Class Dwight Birdwell, and Major John Duffy were at the White House for the ceremony. Staff Sergeant Edward Canashero's medal was awarded posthumously. A judge in Mississippi has rejected a request by the state's only abortion clinic to temporarily block a state law there that bans most abortions in Mississippi. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.